From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading Song of the Bones, a Chantilene mystery by M.K. Preston. Now let's begin with Song of the Bones. Chapter 1. Liddy came to him in the night, appearing at the foot of his bed just as before. The old man didn't believe in ghosts or gauzy apparitions, but he did believe in the spirit world. Liddy wasn't a being of light or some wind-carved shape in the clouds. She was real. He curved his hand around her arm, not to make her stay, but to remember the feel of her, young and firm, her skin cool as cistern water. It was spring, and the smell of wild honeysuckle floated through the open window. Or maybe that was Liddy's scent now. She always had smelled like flowers. But beneath the floral aroma, he scented trouble. The weight of her gaze had awakened him, and he wondered how long she'd been there, watching him sleep. She retreated to the foot of his bed without speaking. He sat up in the bed facing her and waited. Shadows veiled her eyes, but her skin glowed white as candle flame. He could feel her anger like a dark wingbeat in the room, and still she said nothing. So he began to talk, his voice a low sing-song in the darkness, the way he used to tell her stories as they lay quietly apart before sleep. He had told her stories about the war, and about Epokhni, the grandmother who raised him. Stories more real to him than yesterday. But Liddy had heard them all before, this time because he knew how Liddy loved...